Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy, bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Maple, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today's episode explores a groundbreaking study that introduces a sophisticated framework for predicting cancer drug resistance at the single-cell level. Researchers have developed the Single-Cell Adaptive Transfer and Distillation Model, or SCATD, which leverages pre-trained large language models for this vital task. Let's break this down. In cancer treatment, one of the major challenges is drug resistance, where tumor cells, instead of being eradicated by therapies, evolve and survive. This adaptation complicates treatments and often leads to therapy failures. Understanding how each individual tumor cell responds to drugs can provide critical insights into overcoming this challenge. The authors of this study highlight that existing methods for assessing drug responses are limited. Traditional models often require fine-tuning for different patients, making them inefficient for rapid predictions in clinical settings. However, SCATD harnesses the power of transfer learning, a technique that allows knowledge gained from one scenario to be applied to another. In this case, it utilizes information from large datasets of RNA sequencing, which provide valuable insights into gene expression across different cell types. The SCATD framework is particularly noteworthy for its three distinct submodels: SCATD-SF, SCATD-GF, and SCATD-SF-DIST. These models utilize advanced language processing techniques and enable predictions for new patients without requiring extensive retraining. This is a substantial advancement in the ability to quickly assess which drugs may work or fail in treating individual tumors. The SCATD framework comprises four main components. The first is a feature embedding extraction module, which processes data from both bulk and single-cell RNA sequencing. The second module is responsible for feature reconstruction and distillation, enhancing the model's predictive accuracy while reducing computational demands. The third module is the domain adaptive transfer, which connects the dots between the bulk data used for training and the individual characteristics of single-cell data. Finally, the last module focuses on biomarker selection and survival analysis, offering insights into how gene expressions relate to drug resistance. Testing across various datasets, the researchers reported SCATD achieved state-of-the-art accuracy, as it demonstrated improved prediction capabilities over earlier models. Additionally, SCATD also highlighted the importance of interpretability, providing not just predictions, but insights into the mechanisms behind drug responses. The framework used background samples rigorously selected to enhance the reliability of gene importance at the individual patient level. Now, let's discuss both the strengths and weaknesses of this study, because no research is without room for improvement. On the plus side, there's ample justification for the methods used. The data is publicly accessible and reproducible, which enhances the validity of the findings. The authors have carefully crafted their methodologies, ensuring that they are transparent enough for other researchers to replicate their study. This is crucial in the world of science. However, it might not be all sunshine. While the methods are described in detail, some sections could benefit from clarity regarding specific parameters used during model training. A clearer explanation here would help researchers ensure they're on the right track when attempting to replicate the findings. Moreover, while the statistical methods employed are sound and appropriate, presenting outcomes in a simplified manner could deepen reader comprehension and broaden accessibility for those newer to the field. Lastly, the discussion about generalization is particularly relevant. The model's performance varies significantly depending on the specific datasets used. This raises questions about how well SCATD could perform across more diverse patient populations or conditions beyond those tested. In conclusion, the study showcases the potential of advanced modeling techniques in tackling one of the toughest challenges in oncology: drug resistance at the single-cell level. With SCATD, researchers may be edging closer to making personalized cancer treatment not just a dream, but a reality. That wraps up our deep dive into the SCATD framework. Thanks for tuning in to SciBud. Remember, even the most challenging problems in science can bring exciting solutions. We just have to keep looking for them. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe and join us for more engaging scientific stories and advancements. Until next time, keep exploring.